Yesterday, we had started the Mishnah on Sadi Vav Amud Bet about the Ben Tesha Shanim B'Yom Echad. Okay, we'll just read it quickly. Sheba Al Yivim Tov Emet. Okay, so he sleeps with the Yivama, and then he dies. So now, since he's not a Gadol yet, we talked about his Bi'ah. Okay, we talked about yesterday. The Bi'ah of a nine-year-old is like Ma'amar of a Gadol. Okay, so therefore, what do we say? If someone does Ma'amar, we have this Mishnah, which I brought on the sheet, if you want to look at it for a minute. The Mishnah, Yivamot Lamed Aleph Amabet, says, three brothers are married to three sisters, Gimel Achim Nisuim, Gimel Nachuyot, Umet Echad Mehem. One of them dies. The next one does Ma'amar with, right, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Shimon does Ma'amar with Reuben's wife, but dies before he actually fulfills the Yibum entirely. So now the question is, right, what do we say? According to Tanakhama, they both do chalitza. No one can do Yibam because, what's the concern? That he has upon him, sorry, she has, the wife, has two Yivamim upon her, right? She has Reuven and Shimon. She didn't fulfill Reuven and now Shimon. And then also we have the problem that the second one can't do Yibam because we're concerned that people will see. Let's say we assume that she comes from Reuven, right? Then, right, she hasn't really done Yibam from Reuven. So, because she only did Ma'amar, Shimon only did Ma'amar with her. So now, we're worried that people will think that that two wives of one guy are allowed to do Yibam, which we know can't happen. So that's also a concern. Now, we're going to see that there's a bit of a contradiction between this Mishnah and our Mishnah, because according to this Mishnah, neither one can do Yibam. Okay, because we're worried that people will say it's like two. So now, the goes around the tzara also. In our Mishnah, what does it say? Choletze v'lomit yabemet. Okay, it talks about the 9-year-old, right? So his wife does chalitze v'lomit yabemet. Nasa isha umet harezo ptua. Okay, this is another case, right? If he generally gets married, forget about Yibum, his wife doesn't need to do Yibum. But now, ben tesha shanin v'yom echad shaba yivim to. Here's the case with the tzara, like the other Mishnah. So now when he gets older, he marries a second wife, Vamet. Now the whole question is, right, if he hadn't slept with the first one, what did we say? The Bia of a Katan is like Ma'amar B'Gadol. So he only did Ma'amar with her. Once he became a Gadol, he never fulfilled the mitzvah of Yibum. Then he's got this second wife, his tzara. So now, it's just like the case in the Mishnah, right? Where we have two wives, but one has still got the Yibam from the first guy, and this one, the new one, has the Yibam from the second guy. So now, what do we say? Miyabeim le'ezo shiyirtzeh v'choletz lashnia. Here it says you can do Yibam, okay? And that's going to be the Gemara's first question that we're going to see today. Why does it allow... Sorry, I skipped one line. Right, and we said that really the Yibum has to happen first according to the most of the Mepharshim here. Really, the second one can do Yibum, and the first one does Chalitza. Okay? So now, the Gemara is going to ask right now. Okay? And Rabbi Shimon had this other opinion, which is he can do Yibum to either which one, and Choletz Lashnia, because we talked about that Rabbi Shimon has this general approach to the Katan, not that his Bia is a good Bia, but it's like considered Ma'amar. It's more like a Suffolk case. And therefore, if the Bia is good, then, right, we have that whole, it's more like a Suffolk case, and that's why he has a different opinion. But anyway, let's go back to our issue. So now we're going to skip down about five lines. Ben tesha v'chule, misha higdil v'chule. Oh, sorry. Before we get to that, I forgot. There's one more line we didn't do yet. Tanina laha detanu rabanan. Okay, what we learn in this Mishnah is just like, okay, now we're talking about the line about regular katan marrying a woman, she's p'tua from Yibum. We learned this in a braita also. Shotevet katan shenasu v'metu nishotehem p'tua min achalitza min Yibum. That's just saying there's another braita that says exactly what it says in our mission. Okay, now let's get to the more meaty stuff. Ben tesha shanim v'chulei mishi higdil. So now they say, v'yasu biat ben tesha k'ma'amar b'gadol. Right? The bia of a katan should be like a ma'amar b'gadol, in which case it should be just like the mission Yivamot. And what do we say there? V'tidachet tzara mi'yibum. The tzara shouldn't be allowed to do yibum, like we said in the Mishnah. So now, why in our Mishnah can she do yibum, and in the other Mishnah she can't do yibum? So Amar Rav, we're going to see two approaches. Amar Rav, lo asu biyat ben tesha kema'amar begadol. Meaning, biyat ben tesha is ma'amar begadol, but not for this issue. Okay? We've seen this before, where we say something is like, we saw with Beit Shammai, the ma'amar is koneh, right? But it's not koneh, he says it's koneh kinyan gamur, but then we say, oh, well, it's not koneh kinyan gamur for everything, right? We've seen things like that. So now, that's what he says. Ushmuel amar asu v'asu, v'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan asu v'asu. We did make it. So now, if that's the case, we're going to have the same problem. If according to Rav has a good answer. He said it's not really like a full bia like the case in the Mishnah. As remember, the main difference, and this is what Rav is saying, the main difference between our Mishnah and the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph is that. That Mishnah is talking about a gadol, and our Mishnah is talking about a katan. So Rav says very simply, that's the difference. A katan might be like ma'amar, but it's not exactly the same. Now, Shmuel has a different approach, because he says, no, the bi'ah ben teisha is like a ma'amar b'gadol for all intents and purposes. And Rabbi Yochanan agrees with him also. So then the Gemara says, bi'asu. So if that's the case, it should be. And then again, tidachet sarami ibum. So what's their approach? They say, Tanaihi, it's actually a machloket tana'im. Okay, there's two different approaches about are we gozer on the tzara or are we not gozer on the tzara. And according to him, and now the Gemara is going to explain this, the Mishnah, Lamed Aleph, that was talking about a gadol, would also be referring to a katan. And our Mishnah, which is talking about a katan, would also be the same in the case of a gadol. So we're going to read this inside now. Haftana da'arba achim gazar mishum tzara. Okay, so that one says, that's the opinion of the Mishnah Lamed Aleph. It's one approach, right? So we look at the Mishnah as one whole book. But really, just because it says this without a name and it says that without a name, it doesn't say there's a machloket, we still can say this is a machloket. That's one approach, this is another. So now what do we say? But now we have to explain why that one was talking about a gadol and this one was about a katan. So now we're going to say, Darba achim gazar mishum tzara, v'ashmi'ina b'gadol, v'hu adim b'katan. Okay, it's telling us the case of gadol, but obviously it means it would also be the same case for a katan. V'hai de'amar gadol, mishum de b'gadol kai. That was its topic. Its topic was gadol, so mention gadol. V'hai tana, in our tana, d'hacha, hacha is kan, here in our case, svirale astu, okay, believes like Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, that they made ma'amar b'katan exactly like ma'amar b'gadol, and therefore lo gazar mishum tzara. And yet, despite the fact, right, that it's like a gadol, he didn't think in either case there was a reason to be gozar mishum tzara. He wasn't worried, oh, people will say that there's two women married to the same man doing yibum and will allow other women to do the same thing. Right? Remember, that's the whole situation. If this guy has two wives, now it's true that one wife didn't fulfill yibum all the way, but she's somewhat considered his wife. Not everybody knows did they have sex or not, right? How's anyone going to know whether they really fulfilled yibum? So they'll think two wives from the same guy do yibum. So we'll do it in other cases. He doesn't think there's any reason to be gozer mishum tzara. Vashmina b'katan, and they brought the case for katan. V'hu adim b'gadol, and obviously it'll be the same for gadol. V'hai da'amar b'katan, so why was it talking about a katan? Adi b'katan kai, because our cases, we're all talking about katan cases, so that's why. Okay, now we get a story, which we haven't had in a while. Aza Rabbi Elazar, amar l'shmata be'i midrasha. Okay, Rabbi Elazar comes and says, alach of Rabbi Yochanan in the Beit Midrash. V'lo amaram shmeid Rabbi Yochanan, but he doesn't say it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Oh boy, just wait. Shama Rabbi Yochanan ikpid. Rabbi Yochanan gets very angry. Okay, this is an interesting approach. Okay, we're going to have to, we don't have a lot of time to talk about it, but we'll think about it a little bit. Rabbi Yochanan gets very angry that he didn't say it in his name. O legabe Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi. Amrule, lo kach haya maase bebeit ha-knesset shal Tveria, b'neger sheyesh b'rosho glustera, shenichluku bo Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Yossi, ad shekaru sefer Torah b'chamatan. Okay, wasn't there a case like this where there was so much anger about this kind of thing that they ripped a Sefer Torah in anger? Whoa. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Kar'u Sefer Torah? They ripped a Sefer Torah? What? I understand. Like they came along and they tore a Sefer Torah? How could somebody do that? So the Gemara says, no, that wasn't what happened. Ela ema shenikra Sefer Torah b'chamatan. Okay, it ripped. In other words, right, accidents happen, right? It wasn't that they did it on purpose. But because they were so angry, the Sefer Torah ripped. V'haya sham Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, amar, tamei ani im lo yeh beit knesset zo avodat kochavim. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma sees this and he says, it wouldn't surprise me if this beit knesset became a house of worship for avodah zara. And so it became, the Chen Haya, okay? Turned into a place for Avodah Zarah. Okay? What does this mean? Okay, we'll stop. We're still in the middle of the story. But I think what this is getting at really is, right, what's Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is like worshiping almost yourself, right? And worshiping, and the idea of someone being so angry about things not having been passed in his name is arrogance, basically, right? It's all about yourself. It's hard to say because, you know, this is Rabbi Yochanan and he's someone very well respected. Anyway, the story continues. Ikpid tvei. He gets more angry after they said this. Okay? Amar chevruta nami. What is that?
I'm making him my colleague instead of a student.
Ah, right. That was his issue, right. Chavruta nami, it's chavruta or chavruta nami? How do we read it?
Chavruta nami.
That's, you're turning him, you're giving me a story, okay? What did they quote to him? They quoted a story in the Beit Knesset of Tveria where Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi were arguing about something. Now, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi were Talmidei Chachamim on the same level. And Rabbi Yochanan has an issue right now with his student, Rabbi Elazar. So he's saying, you're turning him into my chavruta? Now you're even more disgracing me. You're comparing him as if he's my colleague. Olegabe Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. Okay, so the first guys try to appease him, and it doesn't work. Now Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi comes. Amarle, Kashir tziva Hashem et Moshe Avdo, Kein tziva Moshe et Yoshua. Okay? Basically, Yoshua is the exact line after Moshe, and whatever Moshe did, that's what Yoshua did. V'chein asa Yoshua, lo hisir davar mikol asher tziva Hashem et Moshe. Okay? Yoshua didn't change a thing that Moshe changed, which basically means, in other words, everything Yoshua did was what Moshe did. And he learned it from Moshe. V'chi al kol davar shamar Yoshua, yahu mer lehem, kach amar li Moshe. Right? He didn't say every single time, Moshe told me this, Moshe told me this. Ella, Yoshua Yoshev Doresh Stam. Valko Yodim Shetorotosho Moshe. Af Rabbi Elazar Tamidcha, Yoshev Doresh Stam. Valko Yodim Kishachai. Everybody knows what Rabbi Elazar says it, and he's saying it in your name. Everything he learned from you. So it's as if he said it in your name. So now, Amar Lahem, he now says to the first guys, Mipnema Iatem Yodim Lefayes Keben Idi Chavireinu. You should have said like them, then I would have felt much better. Okay. Now the Gemara has to address the question of why was he so angry? The Rabbi Yochanan, my time a kapi kulehai. Okay, you can all think for yourselves whether you accept this as an accurate, if you think this is legitimate enough to have caused him to get angry. What's interesting here is the Gemara is being critical of him and saying he got angry and he shouldn't have gotten so angry. On the other hand, it's justifying why he got so angry, which I guess is interesting when you talk about people's behavior. Yeah, you can justify why they might have done something, but yet still criticize it and say, still was a little out of line.
He was also so respected that I think
it's exactly. It's hard for them to not try to justify his actions. So now they have to explain why was he so angry. Tamar Yuda Marav, my dechtiv agura ba'olecha olamim. I'm going to live in your halecha for olamim. Okay. Now, what does olamim mean?
Forever.
You would think forever. But it sounds like he lived in universes, right? Okay? V'chi evshalo la'adam lagor b'shnei olamim? And how can you live in two different worlds? Ela amar David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam. Yehi ratzon she'omru dvar shmua mipi ba'olam hazeh. Da'amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, kol tami chacham shomrim dvar shmua mipi ba'olam hazeh, siftotav dovevot bekever. Okay, what does that mean? David said, I want people to give over Torah in my name, because if people give Torah over in my name, what will happen? My lips will move in my grave. Okay? You could try to say there's something metaphysical going on here, or you could try to explain in a more realistic manner. What does that mean, that my lips will move in my grave?
It's supposed to be speaking to us.
Right, it'll carry his name. His name will carry on for generations, which makes a lot more sense, right? So basically, that's what it means to live in Shnei Olamot. You might be in Olam Haba, but your legacy lives on in Olam Hazeh. And that's what he wanted. He wanted his legacy to continue. So in the end, they said, your legacy will continue anyway, because everybody knows that the Torah we're passing on is the Torah of Rabbi Yochanan. So don't worry about it, okay? But that was what he was interested in. In other words, he wanted, and then you can see that maybe it wasn't so egocentrical, because it's, yes, he wants his legacy to continue. There's something egocentrical about that. On the other hand, it's more that he wanted, right, it's a good question, because even if his other people are saying his Torah, what's the difference whether they say it in his name or not? Still a little bit
it's a little
focused
troubling
on him.
Though, because I think
yeah, it's definitely
in the
troubling.
People think they're so important
yes.
that the world can't go on without them.
Right. So look, on the one hand, there's the issue of, you know, it sounds like he wants him. On the other hand, I think he realizes his greatness, and he wants to make sure that his Torah lasts. And in order to do that, he feels like things have to be transmitted properly with the...
Well, yeah. if he's really well-respected, and let's be honest, even if we're humble, we know that people follow us, that he may feel that Torah will be followed properly if it can be attributed to his name.
Right.
That's what I'm sort of saying.
Yeah.
The reason we want to know who said what is because they have different schools of thought, and we understand that when they speak, it's in a greater context. And if you can put a piece of teaching attributed to somebody, then you also have a bigger picture of why he said it or what he meant by it.
Right. Okay. So you can say
like,
that. Also,
if you say something came from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, it's different from something that came from Rav Soloveitchik. There's like
right. So you want people to take it seriously. You want people to understand the significance of it. The other thing is, if you don't pass something over in someone's name, we see all the time in the Gemara that they pass things over in someone's name, and someone else thinks the guy said something different. So it also helps clarify things when you have the proper. Who, you know, we see it all the time, by the way, in the Gemara, that they quote him in the name, him in the name, him in the name of him, right? That really, they were very careful to do this in general.
What's the story here? I'm missing the link.
So the story's here because he got angry about, it barely told you, but it said that Rabbi Elazar said what Rabbi Yochanan said about Asu Vasu, right? That we should make the Mamar B'Gadol exactly like, the Biyav HaKatan is exactly, has the exact strength of Mamar B'Gadol. And then he said it without mentioning Rabbi Yochanan's name. And that was the whole issue here.
You could also say that this is, in some ways, a legal document. And in legal documents, you have to have precedence.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the Supreme Court.
Right. You
want to
have a precedent.
So, right. So you need this as a documented mm-hmm. legal precedent.
Right. You could say that also to further prove it. I'm trying to think if there's some message. You know, there's always, it's good to think about when you have a story in the middle. Yes, it's true, it's coming because of this context. But, maybe there's some right thing about anger or arrogance they want to get to in this. I'm not sure how it relates to what we've been learning.
I was reading a few papers ago about giving credit to people who speak.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing is, if you think about it, what's this all coming? It's all in the Yibum context. What's Yibum about, basically?
Carrying on your name.
Carrying on the brother's name. So it could be that it's also putting it in a sort of context of carrying on a name family-wise and then also Torah-wise, you know, in the learning world. Yeah, so you can connect the ideas. Okay.
Where's that from?
I think it's in Brachot. It comes up a few times, I'm sure. Mevigu ulalo olam. Right, yeah, right. It's true. They could have quoted it. But lots of times the Gemara brings, even though it connects with other Imrod, other places. Yeah, but that's right. That clearly is the same concept as what's going on here. Okay, let's move on. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Ze'era, v'itema Shimon Nazira, Maikra'a, where's the pasuk that we get? Okay, we're still in this issue about how you know that the Sifter Tav will be dovevot bekever. V'chikech k'yen hatov, holech l'dodi l'meisharim dovev sifteh yeshenim. Okay, what does that mean? That your chikech is like your, you know, the top of your mouth will be like yayin tov, that holech l'dodi, right? And then Dovev Sifte Yeshenim. It will make the Sfataim of the sleepy ones, right, which means the dead people that are sleeping, right? It will make them talk. Kikomer shel Anavim. So now they're gonna Dorish this Yayin. It's like a Komer of Anavim. Komer, I forget how they translate it. It's a
heated mass of grapes.
Okay,
grapes
heated mass of grapes.
Left in a vat for 7 or 8 days until they become warm.
Okay.
Ferment, basically.
Okay, so fermented grapes. Right, what happens to them? It starts to move, right? Here they've been sitting for a while, doing nothing, right? And then you touch them and they start to move. Okay. Now we're going back to our Mishnah. Okay, now we have the last line of the Mishnah says, it doesn't matter whether he's 9 or whether he's 20. If he doesn't have Sheh Sa'arot, right, then the halacha is the same. He's Biyaz only considered Ma'amar. So now we're going to say exactly what I mentioned. I said this contradicts something we learned earlier. Uriminhu ben esrim shana shelo hevi shtei se'arot yaviu raya shu ben esrim v'hu saris. And then lo choleitz v'lo miyaben. Right? It says as soon as he's 20, right? What do they basically say? They come and they prove, okay, this guy is clearly a saris, and therefore he doesn't do chalitza, doesn't do yibum, and yet we're saying that this 9-year-old or this 20-year-old, they're all the same. Even though the guy's 20, he's not yet proven to be a saris, right? We don't treat him as a saris, even though he's 20. And then it continues, the mission we saw there, about the stream, shana shaloi v'yashtei sarot, yaviu rayashu about the stream, v'yayin lo nit, lo chaletze v'lo mit yabem. Same thing for a girl.
Why isn't the opposite true? Why don't they treat the 9-year-old like he's a saris? Because
a saris can never have children, and therefore he's patur from yibum. But the 9-year-old has potential. That's why we're giving him the opportunity to at least do ma'amar, right? In other words, what he does, his bi'ah, is considered like ma'amar, because he can eventually mekayim the mitzvah of yibum with her. Right, but the saris can never.
But their bi'ah is probably equivalent.
It's true, but... But it's always the difference. It's like when sometimes they compare the halacha between a katan and a nisha. Since a nisha in certain mitzvot will never become chayav, whereas a katan has potential to be chayav, so it's sometimes treated differently because of that. So that's the issue here. So now, what do they answer? Ha'it marala, doesn't it say on that mishnah, Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak Amara, V'hu shenoldu lo simanei saris. It's only if we have simanim, it's a 20-year-old, not any 20-year-old, but a 20-year-old who doesn't have shesarot and... he has simanim, he's a saris. Okay? So what exactly these are aren't 100% clear. But there seem to be some simanim. You can try to prove certain things. So that's, and then Rava says, Amar Rava, Dai kanami de katani. You can even prove it from the Lashon of the Mishnah. What does it say? Benestrim, v'hu saris. It's not just any benestrim. It's benestrim, who is a saris? What does it mean, is a saris? Ah, well, you have to prove that he has certain simanim, that he's a saris. There was certain, and shmamina, so that's what we learned from there. Now, what are simanim? What if, right, no, they never have signs of a saris? So does it go forever that we consider him that he can always be potentially? Right, first of all, you create a huge problem for the woman, because then she never has her full yibum, right? Because this guy might be potentially a saris, and he'll never... fulfill, right? We said it's only ma'amar, and we're still missing that part of yibum. So what do they say? Ad kama, tana debe Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia, they bring a bright from the house of Rabbi Chia. Ad rov shnotav. Okay, rov shnotav, I'm first to explain. Okay, you ready? 35. 35 is rov of your life. Okay, midlife crisis, right around 35. Because people generally live till 70 in those days. Ki antu lekamei derava. Okay, so then they basically say, you got to 35, you don't have shtei sarot, forget about it. Now we're going to assume. Okay, because they say that shtei sarot are not the only simanim that you're not a saris. Now we're going to talk about ki atal kamei derava, he recommended to them to do something, okay? He said, I kachush, amar lehu zilu avriyuhu, vi bari, amar lehu zilu akhushuhu. Tahani simanim, zimnin dinatre machmat chishuta, vizimnin dinatre machmat briyuta. If you were very thin, you should feed the guy more food and fatten him up. If you were very fat, you should put him on a diet and have him get thinner. Because sometimes being overweight or underweight would cause the hairs to not stay, not grow, or fall. And therefore, try to see if it's something else and not the fact that the kids are saris. Hadron alach, Aisha Rabba. Okay, moving on to the 10th parak. Nos'in al ha'anusava ala mefuta. Haones, okay, so what does this mean? You can marry, okay, after somebody rapes someone, okay, or seduces them, there's no istur erva, okay, Rashi explains, by her daughter, her sister, or her mother. If you remember in the very first Mishnah we talked about, when they talk about, there's two different opinions, but one opinion thought that we were talking about that you can't marry a woman that your father raped. Okay? That there's Isur Erva, we're going to get to it now, for someone your father raped. Okay? So if your father rapes someone, even though it's not your father's wife, okay, generally you can't sleep with your father's wife, even your father's rape victim, you can't sleep with. But now we're saying a different perspective from the Erva. If you rape someone, okay, we're not talking about another man coming into the picture. You, the man who rapes someone, okay, this man that rapes someone, he now is not forbidden to her first-degree relatives. Okay, her daughter. If he raped a woman, it's not considered error for him to rape her daughter also, or her sister, or her mother.
For the question, but not for second.
What? There's
some kind of relation between them.
Yes, or at least, right, there's some relation between them to Oster, the son, from also having sex with the same woman, but not for the man to have sex with other women that relate to this woman.
Don't they make him sometimes marry her?
Yes, the halacha is that he's supposed to marry her, but he doesn't have to, and she might not want to marry him. You know, sometimes he pays his way out. And I'm guessing that that halacha is a Torah law, and I don't think it was necessarily practiced in the time of the Mishnah. It's a good question to really research. Do people actually still do that halacha? Obviously, nowadays, no one would ever dare to do such a thing. I doubt in the days of the Mishnah they did it also. You know, I'm guessing they came up with alternative, because it's, you know, most people probably didn't want to do that. But anyway, the assumption here is that he didn't marry her also. So now, Nosim ala Nusab ala Mefuta, he can now marry her daughter. Okay, if he wants to marry her daughter, marry her sister, marry her mother, no problem. Ha'ones v'ha'mefateh ala Nisu'ah chayav. If he rapes, though, someone who's a relative of his wife, that's forbidden. Okay? So if he's married to them, then Chal Yisrael, but obviously, right? Even if he rapes them. Because that's obvious. That's any erva, right, is sleeping with someone who's a first-degree relative, right? That's going to be for sure forbidden. What this is saying, basically, is for certain Yisrael erva, there have to be nisuin first. And if there's rape first, then it doesn't cause the Yisrael erva.
Doesn't Bia cause marriage? So you could argue.
No, Bia only causes marriage if it's done for the intent of marriage. If it's done not for the intent of marriage, then it's not marriage. Nosei adam anusat aviv umufutat aviv. Okay, a person can marry the rape victim of his father or the woman seducted by his father. Anusat bino umufutat bino. Likewise, his son, okay, if his son rapes someone or seduced someone. For Rabbi Yehuda, oser ba anusat aviv umufutat aviv. Okay, this is what I was started with. There's a machloket here, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Anusat aviv mufutat aviv or aser. Tanakama says it's mutar. Okay. We're going to start again like we had last time, how we started this year. Taninu laha detanu rabbanan. There's another brayta that basically says the same thing. Anas isha mutar li sabita. Okay? You can marry her daughter. Nasa isha asur li sabita. Okay? Very simply. Okay. Uriminu. Now we're going to have a contradiction. Hanit'an min ha'isha. If someone suspected of having slept with a woman, okay, which basically means out of marriage, right, which would basically be ones or mefuta, right, either it was against her will or it was she agreed. Asur bi'ima ubibita ubachota. Ah, so what do you see? It's forbidden, right? So our Mishnah said it was mutar. So how can it be that if you're suspected that you slept with some woman, now you're forbidden to her mother, her sister, her daughter? Midrabanan, they say, that's only Gzera Midrabanan. Why did they make that Gzera? This is interesting. The Mefreshim explain that the issue is, or at least someone explains, that we're concerned that if he marries her mother, her sister, her daughter, right, he slept with this woman. He obviously had some interest in this woman. Now, if he goes with her first relatives, right, those ones that are often in the picture, right? We even talked about this once, that the women all hang out in each other's houses, the men less so, but the women hang out in each other's houses. So therefore, we're worried he'll end up being in the house of the mother, or the mother will be in his own house, and he'll end up, right, or whoever it is, right, whatever relation it is, well, if he marries some relative, that woman will be in the vicinity, and he'll end up sleeping with her, right, because he's interested in her. So there's a chashash that he'll end up going back to her, and obviously that will be a problem. So they were gozer that he shouldn't marry any of her close relatives for the chashash that maybe he'll end up cheating on them and with her. Okay, so now what do we have? Okay, no contradiction. Our Mishnah was talking about Joe, right? And this Mishnah was talking about the Rabbanan. That doesn't make any sense. Our Mishnah says you can marry her, right? So what do you mean? Midoraita, it's mutar. Midorabanan, it's aser, and yet we say you can marry? It doesn't make any sense. So what do they say? No. Kitna matnitin. This is what we call an ukimta. They say our Mishnah isn't talking about any general case. Our Mishnah is talking about la'achar mita. After she's dead already. Okay? Because the Gzeira, now it makes sense. The Gzeira is only when she's still alive, because you might come to sleep with her again. So, once she dies, then you can marry her mother. So, Nosina la Nusava la Mefuta, according to the Gemara, now means after she's already dead. Okay? After she's dead, then you can sleep with her relatives. Okay. Menaha Nemile, where do we learn this halacha of our Mishnah from? Ditana Rabbana. Bikula ne'emar shchiva, bikan ne'emar kicha. Lomar lecha derech likuchin asrat Torah. Okay, what does this mean? That when it comes to most arayot, it talked about sleeping. Okay? When it comes to, when it talks about, do you remember, lo yikach, I forget the exact pasuk, but here, it says it here. Ish asher yikach et achoto bat aviv o bat imo. No, not that one. It's like lo yikach isha v'chamota, right? We just had isha v'et ima, right? Isha she yikach et, I don't remember the exact wording. You can, no, it's not that one. It's not that one. That's what I thought. But here, here's one. Isha she yikach et isha v'et ima zimahi. Okay? It's a man who marries. Okay? It says kicha. Where in other Arabic, it says isha she yishkav et isha davar, right? If he sleeps with her. So since sleeping wasn't mentioned here, but kicha is mentioned, kicha is always marriage. So there has to be a marriage in place. If it was only rape, then it doesn't apply. That's what they're assuming. Amar papa labai, elameata, gabe achoto. Now here's why they bring the achoto pasuk that you just read, and I started reading it first. What does it say? Legabe achoto, it says, dichtiv isha sheikach et achoto bat aviv o bat imo. Hachanami derech kicha hu da'asur, derech shchiva shari. What does that mean? You can't sleep with your sister, okay? You can't take your sister, right? If you take your sister, it's forbidden to marry your sister. What, you can say it's a let, but you can sleep with your sister outside of marriage, right? Okay? So what do they say? Amarle likuchin k'tivei b'torah stam, haro'oy l'kicha kicha, haro'oy l'shchiva shchiva. Okay, so now they're saying that when... Again, likuchim k'tivei b'torah stam. When it says likuchim stam, it means that. If it's ro'e l'kicha, right. If it doesn't say, if it just says likicha, and it doesn't say if it's nisuin or shchiva, then we assume that if it's a mikre that's ro'e l'kicha, like you can go marry the person, then it's. One second. כמו שאמר לגבי קרבות אישה. If it's ra'oy l'kicha, then it means nisuin. But if it's ra'oy l'shchiva, if you can't, right. In the case of the kicha of the mother and the daughter with a rape case, right, you could actually potentially marry her. And therefore, one second now. If it's only ra'oy l'shchiva and you couldn't possibly marry them, then it must be shchiva. All right, with the sister case, you can't possibly marry her. So therefore, it must be that it's even shchiva. But when the case, right, because ein kiddushin tofsin, but in the case of, why is the other one ra'oy l'kicha? Shel nisuin. I guess because if you're not, right, you could in theory marry the mother. So therefore it's telling you if it was rape, then you could in theory sleep with one and then marry the other. So therefore there it means that it has to be marriage. Okay. Rava Amar, Anas Isha Mutar Li Sabita Mehacha. He's gonna bring a different proof. How do you know that you're allowed to marry the daughter? Because it says, Ervat bat bincha u bat bitcha lo tegale. We've seen these psukim before. Okay, you remember there were these two psukim. This is where it came up in the first place. It wasn't clear when it says the son of your daughter or the daughter of your daughter, lo tegale. Had bina dida u bat bita dida gale. Okay, what does it sound like? With the daughter of, right? It's, you can't take the daughter of Bat bincha, your son, or bat bitcha, but bat bina dida, hers, ubat bita dida, you could be gale. Uktiv, ervat isha ubita lo tegale, bat bina vet bat bita lo tikach. So one seems to imply, one second, the ervat bat bincha, I always get these people confused for a minute. One second. Is talking about the husband's children, which makes it sound like from the wife's side, right? You can't take the son of your daughter, okay? But what if it's the son of her daughter, right? Your wife's daughter. It sounds like the son of your wife's daughter, okay, from another husband you could sleep with, right? Because it's only saying your grandchild, but not the grandchild from her. But then it says, Ervati sha'u bita lo tegale, which basically means, right, et bat bina ve'et bat bita, even her grandchild, right? So therefore, how do you reconcile the two? That one seems to imply that that's Asur, and one seems to imply it's Mutar. So what do you answer? Haketzad kam ba'onsin kam b'nisuin. Right? It must be that if you're married to the woman, then her granddaughter is prohibited to you. But if you only raped her, then it's permitted. Okay? So now they say, ipuchana. Why don't you say it's the opposite? So they say very obviously, arayot she'er k'tiv behu. B'nisuin ika she'er, ba'onsin leka she'er. We always say, right, it's she'er, it's his relative. Okay, and that's the problem. Now, if he's not married to the woman, then it's not considered his relative. Okay? And therefore, it's not us. Right? You understand? In other words, it's not just that he had sex with this woman. The point is he related to the woman? Is there a relationship? Otherwise, if it's just her kid from a different marriage, so then he's got no relation to that kid, right? He's not blood related. Only if he's married to her do they now have a relationship.
It sounds like a child was produced from the rape. Which means
we're going to get to children. No, but this, we're not talking about child produced from the rape. We're talking about her child. The first one is his child with her. Mm-hmm. But the second one is her child from somebody else. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have the contradiction. And then they explain that's why that one's not Esther and this one is. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Oser ba'anusat aviv. So now we're going to prove where does this come from. We've also seen this before. Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, Dechtiv, lo yikach ish et eshet aviv, v'lo yigalek knaf aviv. Do you remember this pasuk? We learned it not so long ago. Okay? That you can't, lo yigalek et eshet, lo yikach eshet aviv. You can't marry your father's wife. V'lo yigalek knaf aviv. This is unnecessary. That basically means you can't reveal your, right, the erva of, you know, someone who belongs to your father. So, knaf shera'a aviv lo yigalek. Okay? That means any woman who he had sex with, basically, if it was on an anusa, lo yigaleh. Umi ma'id ba'anusaktiv. Where did you all of a sudden bring in rape? Where does it come from? Dichtiv me'iluya dikra. The pasuk before is about rape. The pasuk before is the pasuk that says if you rape a woman, you have to pay her money. And you have to marry her and pay her money. So now, v'natan, what's the pasuk? V'natan ha'isha shochev yima la'aviyah na'ara chamishim kesef. Okay, he has to pay the father of the girl. Chamishim kesef. Okay, that's Rabbi Yehuda's proof. So now, that's a great proof. So what does Rabbanan say? Rabbanan, I have a samech le kidka amarta. If they were really samuch, then you'd be right. But, hashta delo samech le mibay le likhid Rabbanan. Amar Rabbanan, amar Shmuel, b'shomer yabam shalaviv ha-katuv medaber. Okay, what does it mean they're not? They are right next to each other, but what does it say in the pasuk? Lo yikach ishet eshet aviv, v'lo yigalek naf aviv. So the ones is in the pasuk before, then you have this lo yigale eshet aviv, which is not rape, and then to then say the next section is rape, well, that's already disconnected. So, therefore, that's his proof. Umay knaf aviv, what is knaf aviv? Kanaf hara'oy la'aviv lo yigale. Okay, so then how does he explain kanaf aviv? He says something that's ra'oy la'aviv lo yigale, which means, wait a second, I forgot what this means. Kanaf ha-ro'oy la'aviv. Right, that's...
The one says here it's a euphemism.
Oh, that's what they're saying, right.
That, to Yibum.
Right, right, right. Right, so actually, you need it for Ravanan, right? That's what I think I skipped. To Amar Ravanan, right? Ravanan says that it's Shomer Yabam Shalaviv HaKachuv Medaber. That's what they're saying. So it's talking about someone who's supposed to do Yibum with the father is forbidden to the son to marry. Okay, and why does it say knaf aviv? Because it means knaf ha-ra'oy la'aviv. Someone who's supposed to be to his father, lo yigaleh. Okay, now they say, v'tepuk le'mishum dodato. Why don't, but that's aser because it's his doda. Because, right, if we say zika, it's like it's his aunt, even though they haven't done yibum yet. So now what do they say? Ano, la'avor ala b'shnei la'avim. It means you're over both on lo yigaleh knaf aviv and on dodato. And then they say, v'tepuk le'mishum yivamah la'shuk. But it's also just a general issue. No one can marry a shomer yavam because it's like the lotei say chutz al ish zar. Says ah lavor lav shlosha lavim. Okay, there's three things going on. Vibait ema la'achar mita. Maybe you say that it's talking about after the father dies, right? Where she's no longer yavamah lashuk, but still it's knapar oy laviv and dodato, but it's not lotei say chutz al ish zar. So they say. Okay, so that's wait one second. That's just another option, right? That you could say that it's la'achar mita and then it's not yivamah lashuk. It's just shnila. Okay, now we're going to bring a bunch of riddles. Okay, still a little complicated, but bear with me. Okay, get some diagrams. Okay, ach me'av v'lo me'em v'hu ba'ala de'em va'ana barte de'intitu. Okay, so now you have. The brother from the father, but not, okay, I'm the brother from the father, but not from the mother, and he's her husband. Okay, so de'em ba'ana, what's the case? The mother and me are, one second, right, Rashi explains this one well. Okay, avi me'avi nasati mi, okay, let's look, read Rashi, I'm v'hu ba'ala de'em. Achi me'avi nasati mi, okay, my brother from my father married my mother, okay, what's the case? Yaakov anaset isha. Okay, Yaakov. Let's just take a guy. Yaakov rapes a woman. V'holid bat, and he has a daughter. V'nasa reuven et anusat aviv, and now the son marries the anusa, right? The rapist. Ubat Yaakov. Now the daughter who is born from the first rape, okay, says this. What does she say? She says he's my brother from my father. Okay, because they both share. The same, he's my brother from my father because she's now married. Wait, I lost it for a second. Okay, we have the guy, and he rapes a woman. Oh, let's put the woman here. They have a daughter, okay, from rape. Then he married, then his son, okay, here's the guy, Ish. Here's the rapist, the rape victim, understand? Here's the daughter, and here's the son. Here's the son. Okay, now, the son marries the woman who raped. So now the son, okay, so the son and the daughter, right, are both siblings because they both come from the same father, okay? But the, ach me'av, right? So he's my brother from my father because they both share the same father. Belo me'em, but not from the mother, right? Because her mother is not the same as his mother. Vehu ba'ala. And he is her husband, right? The, my brother is the husband of my mother, okay? Hu ba'ala de'em, sorry. Va'ana barte de'intite. And I am the daughter of the, of right, of his wife. I'm the daughter of his wife, okay? Got it? So he's the daughter of his wife. She's the daughter of his wife because he's married. Okay, so now, Amarami Brachana, Delo ki Rabbi Yehuda de Matnitin. Okay, this isn't like Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah because he says it's forbidden for this to happen. Okay, okay, next case. Okay, another chida. Okay, these are just chidot. Okay, we're going to see the rest of these chidot, or most of them, are things that couldn't happen. This we just said could happen according to Tanakhama. The rest are usur to happen. So therefore, the Gemara is going to say that they were done by a Novei Kochavim. Okay? And that these seem to be general chidot that like would wander around, not necessarily Jewish ones. Okay, why the Gemara is bringing them, I don't know. But chidot that would come up, and they're, you know, maybe because we're learning Yivava, and they want to throw in, oh, look, here are some good chidot of relationships. Okay. Or maybe just to confuse us. Okay, a woman says, Ahu ubarihu. He's my brother, and he's my son. Ach te'ana dahai didarina akatve. I am the sister of this baby that I am holding in my shoulders. How could this be? Mishkachala ba'ove kochavim habal bito. If a guy sleeps with his daughter, what happens? The child, right, that's born is her brother because they both share the same father, and if her father sleeps with her, then it's her brother and it's also her son. Okay? So, that was an easy one. Okay, next one. Shlama lach biri bat achatech ana. Okay? Shalom to you, my son. I am your aunt. Okay? right? Bat achotcha. No, I'm your niece. I'm your niece. Okay. So now, mishkach hala ba'oved kochavim haba al bat bito. Okay, how does someone become a niece? Here, it was easy for me to think about. Think of three generations. So you have the first generation. Okay, that's the grandfather, right? He sleeps with his granddaughter. So the child that they have now becomes, goes up a generation. You follow? Becomes in the middle generation because she's the daughter of the first guy and therefore the aunt of the mother. Okay, great. Another one. And here's an intro to this chida, okay? A woman says, Dale de dalu davla. Okay, these are the people who water the fields with a dli, okay, with a bucket. Lipo b'chu seter peter. I'm giving you a chida that is hidden, right? What it means is hidden, okay? It's tricky. Dehai de darina, the kid I'm holding, who bar, okay, is my son, okay? Ve'ana birat achua, and I am his niece, again, but from the brother. This is going to be the exact same case, just instead of sleeping with his granddaughter from his daughter, it's going to be, mishkachala bovei kochavim habal bat beno, okay? The granddaughter from the son. Okay. Another one. A woman says, Bia bia me'ach v'hu av. I'm very upset with my brother. Okay, this I assume is just like sibling rivalry, right? Like, I'm very upset with my brother, who is my father. Okay? V'hu ba'al. Okay, this is one of the tricky ones. He's my husband. V'hu bar ba'al. He's the son of my husband. Okay? V'hu ba'ala de'em. And he's the husband of my mother. Va'ana barte de itite, and I am the daughter of his wife. Below yahiv pita lachua yathme bar bnei barte, and I would never dare to give him. Even though I have such a relationship with him, I'm related in so many different ways. I would never dare give a pita to his brothers, to his orphan brothers that are living in his household, basically. Even though I'm so connected to him, okay, I'm angry with him, and therefore whatever. Now, what's the case here? Okay, here we're going to have a few different shlavim. Okay, we have a guy in Obey Kochavim. He sleeps with his mother. Okay? So he sleeps with his aunt. Okay? Now, let's get rid of some of these people. Okay, let's just start again. Okay. This guy sleeps with his mother. And the holy mimena bat. Okay, they're married. They have a daughter. Okay, now, Chazar ubal ota bat. Now, he sleeps with the same daughter, okay? And they have a child, okay? Now, Chazar zaken, now his grandfather, okay, sorry, his father, okay, the Saba in this case we'll call him, right? There's a guy, or I guess we'd call him the Abba, the Av, the zaken sleeps with her also, okay? Sleeps with the granddaughter, okay? Uba aleha. Okay, therefore, right, v'holi mimena banim. Okay, so now, v'ove kochavim, the first guy, is her father. He's also the husband of her mother, okay? And her brother, he's also her brother, because they share the same
father,
because her father is,
slept with the granddaughter who had a child.
Say that again. The father?
The father, the Saba, and the granddaughter.
Dora slept together, right? And therefore?
Therefore, he has a brother from the same father.
Right. They have a brother from the same father. Right. So, Uba'ala, okay, sorry. Okay, Uba'ala, V'chem Ba'ala Hasheni, Hugam Ach, right? The brother, the father is also, the Zaken is her. Right, so her father's also, the Ovei Kochavim is also her brother, right, because they both share the same father. And, okay, so that, we have all the cases. He's her husband, right? He's the son of her husband, right? He's the son of the grandfather, right, the older guy. He's the wife of the mother. The husband of the mother. And she's the daughter of the mother, okay? She's the daughter of his wife, because that's what she is, right? Okay, that's that case. Okay, another one. Ana va'at achei. Okay, we're brothers. Va'ana va'avucha achi, and me and your father are brothers. And ana va'imcha achi, and me and your mother are brothers. What's the case? Mishkacha la bove kochavim habalimo v'holim imena shtei banot. Okay, so now a guy sleeps with his mother, okay, like this case, but has two daughters. Okay, now bechazar ubal achat mehem. Then he sleeps with one of those daughters and has a child. Okay, so now we're going to talk about this child, okay, that's born in relation to the other sister. Okay, follow, there's two sisters and then there's this child. So now, we're both, right? We're both, second, right? Ana v'at achi, we're both brothers. We both have the same father, right? This father is the father of that girl from that relationship, right? And then the father of that girl from that relationship. Okay, they both share the same father because they both had the same father, right? He slept with one of the daughters and he slept with the mother. Ana v'avucha achi, me and your father are brothers because, right, me, this daughter, and her father is the same as this girl's father. And ani ve'imcha achi, me and your mother, I'm sorry, me and your father are brothers because we both share the same, right, we both share the same father, we both share the same mother. Because the mother, right, ani ve'imcha, ani ve'imcha, me and your mother are sisters, right? Am I reading the right one? 1 second, yeah. So, koim achoti mo, b'ka'amre lehachi. Avichu gamachi v'imcha achoti. Right, your mother and me are sisters, right? Where your mother is my sister, okay? So, ana va'ad b'nei achi, we're cousins. Ana va'avucha b'nei achi, we're also, me and your father are cousins. And ana v'imcha b'nei achi. Okay, so ha beheter anami mishkachala. Now we finally find a case that could also be mutar. Okay, it doesn't have to be an obey kochavim. Kigon Reuven sheyesh lo shtei banot. Okay, so now we have Reuven has two daughters. Now, ata Shimon unasav chabinayu. Shimon marries one of the daughters. Okay, va'ata bar Levi unasav chabinayu. And the son of Levi marries one of them. That's where we're going to have intergenerational. Reuven's generation number one. Shimon marries generation number two, and the son of Levi marries generation number two also. Okay, but it's the son of Levi. So now, the son of Shimon with this daughter says to the son of Levi's, to the grandson of Levi. Okay, so we have, let's write this, three brothers. Okay, then we have a daughter, then we have he marries the daughter, and then his son marries the daughter also. Okay? And now we have
a different daughter.
Yeah.
Now, this daughter from Shimon has a son. This daughter, what?
How is she married to two men?
Oh, they must have died. They must have died. Yeah, they must have died in between, and that's why it's mutar. Okay? So now, no, wait. Why no. Did no, no, no? He could marry. No. They could marry Erevah.
It said Reuven. I thought Reuven has two.
Nobody
daughters.
Died.
Reuven yeah. Has two daughters. He's
also
right. Oh, right. Reuven has two.
Reuven has two daughters.
You're right. I missed something. Reuven sheyesh lo shnei achim. Right. Sheyesh lo shtei banot. Sorry. You're right. He has two daughters, and Levi, the son of Levi, marries one of them. Also. That's what it is. Shimon marries one, and the son of Levi marries the other. Sorry, said that wrong. Okay. So now the son of right. So now. The child, the two sons born, right? It's two sons born from those two relationships, the son of Levi and the son of Shimon, one that Shimon married. They're each married two different daughters. Okay, so now the son born from there say like this, okay? Me and your brother, right? We're both cousins. Why? Because our mothers are sisters, right? Me and your father, okay, he says to the son of Levi, me and your father, which is your father is the son of, right? He's saying to the grandson of Levi. So your father is the son of Levi. So me and your father are cousins because my father's Shimon and your father's Levi. And then me and your mother are cousins. Why? Because our fathers are brothers. Mm-hmm. Okay? Fine. Okay. That's the end of this this section. Okay, I guess time-wise we're going to have to stop here. Sorry that we didn't get farther. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.